Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. It is Wednesday night, the last Wednesday in September. I had to think about that. The last Wednesday in September. And you are on live on the greatest Neo Soul show on the web, powered by nexttothel.com. I am the Cuban. And along with Regina, we are going to bring you the new soul cipher, the only way it can be brought. What's up, Regina?
Nothing much. Nothing. Oh, wait. I went to see Trombone Shorty over the weekend.
You went to see what?
Trombone Shorty. Have you never heard of him?
No.
Oh, he is so talented. And he played so many instruments, sing, dance, the whole band. It's fabulous. Oh, if you ever get the opportunity to, please go see him.
Trombone Shorty.
Trombone Shorty. Yeah.
Fascinating.
Oh, yeah, he was just in Ocean City.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Fabulous.
Wow.
One of the best concerts I've ever seen. Yep. Yeah, what about you, Q-Man?
What, over the weekend?
Yeah.
What did I do? It feels like it was so long ago.
Long week.
Saturday. Actually, Saturday, I had a book event in Richmond, so I did that. Richmond's an interesting town. Never been there before. And, so did that, and that was pretty much all I did this weekend. That Richmond drive took a lot out of me.
Yeah, it is nice, too, though.
Yeah, it's a nice town.
It is a nice area. Yeah, it is.
That was my first time. But, yeah, it's nice out there. Really nice out there.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
Okay. We got to talk about the president. You know that.
No, because I'm afraid to get excited.
Now,
we keep getting let down.
I know, right?
Like, oh my God, it's like
now,
watching a baseball game or something.
The new Soul Cipher, powered by nexttothel.com, we don't talk about our political views. So we're not going to talk about our political views, but we will say that the president of the United States is in a little hot water over his decision to pressure, what was it, the Ukraine? It's the Ukraine,
yeah.
Right? To pressure the Ukraine into trying to find some dirt on Joe Biden and his son. Now, for a lot of us, no, not us. For a lot of you that wanted to see something bad happen over the years and have been let down every time, you think this might be it. For you guys that want that, we don't have wants either way here on the new Soul Cipher powered by nexttothel.com. But...
Mm-mm.
For you outside folks, this is that glimmer of hope that you have waited for, that he may have finally stepped in something a little too deep. While I understand your excitement, we don't have political views here on nexttothel.com, the new Soul Cipher. Right, Regina?
Yeah, right. That's right. Yeah.
Either way,
no,
it doesn't matter to us. You know? I mean, hey, our boss might get a tax break if he's able to hang in there, but we won't. So it doesn't matter to us, one way or another.
You're killing me.
All right. That's all I'm going to say. That's all I'm going to say, Regina.
Okay.
That was it. So, Antonio Brown didn't get his money. The New England Patriots decided not to pay him any of the signing bonus money that he was supposed to get. So Antonio Brown basically played a game for the Patriots for nothing. So he is out of a job, and he may not play again.
That doesn't sound fair, though.
Well, I mean, see, they you did. Almost – See, you got to watch Regina because she tries to set me up. Like, she throws little softballs so that I'll try to hit a home run. And she just threw one, but I didn't see it in. Because when she said, "Oh, that doesn't seem fair," I almost said, "Well, when you're blanking on people's blanks." But I didn't say it. But I did not say it. So.
No, I'm just trying to be positive.
You tried to get me. I didn't take the bait, though. Did not take it, but I will say, when you are engaging in the type of activities that he was engaging in, people may hold out on your monies. How about that? Regina knows that I cannot resist saying things, and I fight sometimes not to. And it gets me in trouble sometimes. So she will sometimes try to throw a little nugget down so that I can get in trouble.
No, you know, I try to keep you out of trouble.
Here in the company, Regina's the golden girl, you know, does everything. She has the nice cutesy voice and she's innocent and everyone. And I'm the bad guy.
I'm the angel.
Exactly. You see what I mean? I'm the one that the music plays when I'm walking. Like, that's me. So, but I'm not going to feed into that. So, yes, Antonio Brown did not get his money. What else is going on? I had a few things musically. I actually had some music news. What was it? My head is in a million places because... You know, here in D.C., all everyone is talking about is what's going on. So it kind of, you know, jumps to the forefront of everything, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
While I'm thinking of it, we do have a very good guest on tonight.
Ooh, I'm excited.
We have the great Danny Keen. I hope it's Keen and not Kane, but I think it's Keen. And he's from New York, you know, and that's my old neck of the woods. Well, New Jersey, but New York, New Jersey is all the same thing.
Yeah, especially that area.
Yeah it's all the same thing.
Yeah.
Pretty much the same thing. I saw a video the other day, Regina, I meant to ask you about this. It was, whose son was it? Was it Teddy Pendergrass's son or Marvin Gaye? It was one of them. Whose son was it? I know you know.
Whose son was it what?
It was like a music video with this guy, and he was either, I think he was Marvin Gaye's son? Or was he Teddy Pendergrass's son? Whoever it was.
Say, I have no idea what you're talking about, Q-Man.
Oh, okay. So, I'm on Facebook the other day. And someone had posted a video, and it was either Marvin Gaye's son, or I think it was Teddy Pendergrass's son, where he was the main guy, and he was so bad. I was like,
what do you mean the main guy was singing?
Yes.
And he was, and he was bad?
Yes.
Oh.
And it was like the video was bad and he was bad and I was like, whoa.
Oh man. That was like, I think that was what Richard Pryor's son. And
no.
Someone's son did stand up comedy. And he wasn't funny enough. Thought it was on the Apollo.
Really?
I think it was on the Apollo.
Wow.
Hmm.
It was uncomfortable.
Mm. understand.
I think it was Pendergrass.
Send it to me.
Yeah, because it was bad. I was like, what the hell is this? What? Don't besmirch one of my heroes. You trying to make a buck? Because I definitely
Make sure you send that one to me.
Huh?
I said, make sure you send that one to me.
Oh, no, I'm going to send it to you. Everyone needs to see it. Angela said she thinks it was Marvin Gaye. I think it was Marvin Gaye. Yeah, it might have been Marvin Gaye's son. Whoever it was, it was baffling. But he was using that name, though. And see, I'm saying all this stuff, and then we'll get in the meeting, and our CEO will say, yeah, we've got Marvin Gaye's son on in a few weeks.
Ooh.
And then I'll get in trouble, because I'm always in trouble.
Yeah, he wants to talk to you. Send it to me anyway.
It was rough. It was rough. I'll say that.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah, I must hear.
Oh, yeah, I meant to send that. I meant to send that to everybody in the group because I needed somebody to see it. It was a rough one. But So it's Wednesday night, very nice weather. I am fighting through a toothache because I'm trying not to go to the dentist again. Every time I go, the last time I went to the dentist, believe it or not, I had to get 8 fillings. 8.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
8.
That's not fun.
And clearly they missed one. Because I have a toothache.
Wait, they missed filling it?
I think they only did 7. I am paying for it right now. But I am soldiering through.
Yep, you're going to have to go back. Sorry about that.
I am definitely going to have to go back, even though I don't want to. And I really don't want to. But, you know, what choice do I have?
I don't blame you. That's not fun. Well, mine is. My dentist is fun. I like my dentist. He cracks jokes all the time. It's entertaining.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I need your dentist because all mine does is give me needles.
Oh, damn, I love mine. I'm excited. I get excited to see him.
I don't think mine has ever spoke to me.
You think what?
I don't think mine has ever spoke to me. He just comes in the room with no personality and these giant ears. He just starts jacking
me up.
And
he's not listening.
I hope not because... His ears, he looks like a cab with the doors open.
It's much funnier when he works on your mouth. Yeah, weren't you talking about me? Yeah.
You're like, no, sir. No, sir, I was not. So, the Joker movie is coming out next week. And there have been warnings that there are credible, credible leaks or whatever you want to call it, that shooters, active, you know, supremacy shooters are targeting this movie. So I had a ticket for opening night, and I think I'm going to wait a couple of weeks.
And the reason being, I mean, other than being idiots, but the reason being?
Well, it's a story.
Why that movie?
Well, you know, it's a story about a guy that gets bullied and picked on and eventually gets revenge on everyone.
Hmm.
So, you know, people tend to think they can relate to that.
That's a tough
one.
Do you stay home? You know, that's a tough one, because it can only take one person. But you said it was a credible source?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Hmm. For all of you wondering, the chat is opened and running, and it's been opened and going. So we are live in the chat room. So this is what we are going to do at the hour of 15 in. We're going to play one of the fantastic songs from our guest tonight. And when we come back, we'll be live with Danny Keene. How about that?
I think that's great. I'm excited.
Regina, which song would you like to play?
That's a tough one. Well, the one that I really, really like, I think you should save that one for last. Because I think it's important to know the background, to know that song, to really appreciate that. You know what I'm saying?
You're very
to
good.
You appreciate it even more when you learn the background.
Uh-huh.
There you
uh-huh.
go.
Okay, well then, why don't we play You Love Me? This song, I haven't heard it yet, You Love Me, but this is what I think of when I wake up in the morning and I look at the world. So let's go ahead and play Danny Keene's song, You Love Me. And when we come back, we're going to be live with the music maestro himself. So here we go. Danny Keene, You Love Me. Good stuff right there, and I think we are live with the man himself. Do we have you on, sir?
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Hi.
Welcome.
Good to be with you.
Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
How you doing tonight, man?
I'm doing all right. A little tired. This music grind is hard. You know, you got to be up early and out late, and this is my day off, so I'm enjoying that.
Okay.
So I'm glad to be talking with you guys on my day off. It's a lot of fun.
Hey, we glad to have you, man. You're making some good music, man. And
thank you, man.
You're from New York.
Yes, sir.
You know,
yes, sir.
Of course, I got all the respect for all the people there. I'm from New Jersey, born and raised.
Oh,
well,
I love my Jersey people. I'm from Long Island, so there's like a long standing thing of Long Island versus Jersey, and I've never understood it. It's the same place. It's the same way. It's even designed the same way.
Well, you know what Jersey people do for fun?
What's that?
Go to New York.
Yeah, man. And the same thing, we do the Jersey thing on the weekends. You know, it's a big thing for like high school kids where I'm from, Wildwood. I never went. I wasn't one of the cool kids like that, but that was a big thing.
Yeah, I used to go every summer, man.
Yeah, smart guy. It sounded like fun. The cool kids told me good stories.
So, okay, how long have you been doing your thing?
Well, professionally, I started in show business when I was 8. I was a little blind kid on Sesame Street. That was my first acting gig.
Really?
I used to play piano on there, and I was a recurring character for a couple of years in the late 80s and early 90s, and that was really a lot of fun. I didn't know it. You know, it's one of those things, you just show up, you're a kid, you don't know how serious and, like, historical that is, but it really was an incredible thing.
I'm going to have to go back and watch that.
I don't have any clips for some reason, but on my Facebook page, I do have some photos from back then of me and Big Bird and all that and stuff. It's cool to have a piece of history in your life like that.
Wow, that's fantastic.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that was really cool. And then I started doing music pretty soon after that. The bug, I always played, but something, there's that bug, man. I don't know how many music people we have. There's loving music, and then there's like wanting to live in it. And that bug gets you, and that's all you want to do. And that hit around 11, and I started playing out. And by the time I was about 15, I was playing in the village and playing with jazz guys and the old blues men and soul singers. And I really learned as much as I can. And to me, that's really what being a musician is. I think there's a distinction between musicians and performers. And you can be both. I mean, Prince was all of that.
Mm-hmm.
But musicians, to me, if you want to do that, it's basically being a good student and watching what great people do and trying to figure out, number one, how they did it, number two, where it comes from and how to relate it in your own life, because, you know, I wasn't them. I didn't come up from where they came from, and so I had to find a way to make it my own.
I hear that.
And I started real quick, you know, and the business was really cool at that time, and I was lucky to get, you know, some good credits when you could still do that. And I've been really lucky. I never looked back. I never had, blind limo drivers never really take off. So I get to do this music full time, and I'm thankful for that.
I hear that. Well, your music is fantastic.
Thank you, man. I work really hard at it, really hard.
I know you do. And so you perform in the New York area?
Yeah. I tour around here and there, but I'm lucky that we're in such a great place that you don't have to leave every time, you know.
Right.
I have friends that have to leave 200 days a year, and I don't like that. I don't like fans that much. And I'm lucky I get to perform around New York quite a bit.
Oh, nice.
So what was it like? You were on the Apollo, is it?
Yeah. Funny story. So I had a deal with a major label right before this, and it fell apart, as things tend to do sometimes. And you're back to, you know, you go from meeting with all these great people and working on this and producing that, and all of a sudden you're back to working like, you know, some little club in nowhere, and you go, all right, I don't know what I want to do. And Steve Harvey had just gotten his radio show. Mm-hmm. And it was he was out of BLS in New York at the time. Now he's in Atlanta. But at the time, he used to do it from BLS, and it was syndicated across the country. And he had, this is like his first week on the radio. He had never done radio before, to my knowledge. And he had a live appearance at the Apollo to be part of Amateur Night if you won this. And live on the radio, and everybody called me. I mean, people that didn't even know each other were like, Dan, you got to go do this. And Dan Akeen at the Apollo sounded like the worst sentence I ever heard in my life. Because I had hair, like, midway down my back. I looked like every hippie you ever met in your life. Like, every guy that's ever gone to, like, a concert in the woods somewhere. I looked like that. And so I call, right? And they say, you can bring a keyboard, because I'm mainly a keyboard player. I play other instruments too, but that's, you know, if I was caught, you know, in a fire and had to bring one instrument, it'd be a keyboard.
Okay.
And so I called up and they say, you can bring a keyboard, but it can't have an amplifier. So I go looking through my mother's garage, and I found like one of those little keyboards for kids with the buttons that light up when you play it. And I found like a tray table, one of those little tray tables I borrowed from a wedding I was playing when I was 15 and forgot to give it back. And I set this stuff up, and Steve comes back from break and he goes, son, with gear like that, you're either a great musician or a crackhead. And I started Love and Happiness by Al Green, and he said, you ain't a crackhead. And I won not only that day, but I won four more times after that.
Wow.
And that was so cool. I was like hood famous for a couple months after that. It was really cool. It was really cool. And I was 22. And it was a really great turning point in my life where I'm like, I guess I could do this. And I never really looked back after that.
Were you nervous?
Always. I'm still nervous. I'm still nervous talking about it. Oh, you just, it's 2005. That's 14 years ago now. I'm still nervous about that. I don't know how I did it. You got to be young to do certain things because you would never do them older. Like, I don't think if someone asked me to do that tomorrow, I would do it. Not because it went badly or anything. It's just you have weird confidence when you're young.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're more fearless. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And, yeah, it was a cool experience. I was really thankful for it. And it really gave me a lot of confidence to keep going in a time where I wasn't sure.
Hmm.
Oh, that's a great story.
It really is. Wow. Well, you know what? Before we move any further, we got to play another one of your songs.
Man. Aye, man.
Regina, which one would you like
man.
To hear?
I See You.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're going to play it, and then we're going to talk to you about it.
I love it. Terrific,
right,
guys. Thank you so much.
Of course. So we're going to check out Danny's song, I See You. And when we come back, we're going to ask him about his inspirations and all that other good stuff. So here we go with I See You.
See the forest, and I can't see the trees. I can't be no tourist. There's no sight for me to see. I can't even see my family. Growing up so fast. Oh, look back on my memories from my not so distant past. But I see you. You're all I want to see. I see you. You're all I need to see. 'Cause see you. I see you. I can't see the scarring that is formed around my heart. So I have to say I'm sorry. Cause sometimes I fall apart. I can't see my reflection, no, no. Staring back at me. But with your love and affection, there's no need for vanity. Cause I see you.
Keen, and that's some good stuff.
Thank you, man. My fans, if people know me, they won't let me leave a place until I do that one.
That's a great song. So what's the inspiration for that one?
Well, when you're blind your whole life, you miss out on a lot of things, and you're made to feel that you missed out on a lot of things, even if you don't feel that way. The people in your life will remind you of that, or even peripheral people. But I think that it makes us more loyal in a certain way. When we really care about somebody, it's because of them. It's not because of how they look in a bathing suit or the way they wear their makeup or what we think our kids will look like with them. It's because they're special and they make us feel good, and they're a beautiful part of the world. And that's really what I was writing about, is the insecurity I always felt about being different and having a lot of information that just went by me. And yet I felt that my ability to care for the people in my life was as strong as anybody else's, if not stronger. And I wanted to write that. And it never in my life to before or since has a song ever just presented itself like that, where a feeling I thought about since I can remember, just the hardest thing to, I'm even having a hard time expressing it now, but that song just lined up in a way that it was in my heart my whole life, and I'm glad I got to write that.
Wow, that's deep. That's deep, man.
I think everybody's got those feelings about one thing or another, whether it's the way you look or the way you feel or where you come from, that either makes you feel less than or whatever. And it also makes you great in your own way. And I think those are really cool things to write about, because we all share that, even if for different reasons. This thing is you hear in a song that we'll never go through, because that's just not who we are. But they resonate with us, because a feeling is a feeling, and I'm glad that people were able to feel that when they hear it. And I hope that it makes someone feel strongly about their own life, if anything else.
Wow.
You're deep, Danny.
I didn't mean for it to go that deep, but that tune, you know, is that kind of deep, you know.
I hear that, man. Okay, so let's lighten up the mood.
You got it, man.
Oh, nice.
You could do a duet with one person, alive or posthumously. One duet. With anyone you wanted, who would it be?
That's a hard one. Most of my favorites would kick my butt, so I don't know if I'd want them. It would be like, you know, you want to play basketball with, you know, Michael Jordan. That just sounds like a bad idea, don't it? let's see. Probably my favorite female singer is alive or dead is Chaka. To this day, and things she does still blows my mind, and to things she's still doing blows my mind. And I think I've written a few songs for ladies that they've covered, and Chaka was the singer I was picturing, no matter who it was. That's who I really wanted to do it, and I hope that answer never gets back to them.
Wow.
Chaka is talented.
Oh, she's amazing.
Always has been. And
oh, that the Rufus Records. Oh, that's so incredible. I still learn things from them.
She is amazing. She really is. So I completely understand that one. Wow. Okay. And what about a venue?
Venue. I've gotten to do so many ones I wanted to do. Venue. That I've wanted to do, let's see, what's one I wanted to do? Some of them are so crazy when you think about it. I've heard comics talk about doing Madison Square Garden, and that they're not used to, like, hearing their jokes back a second and a half later is a trip. I don't know if I like that. Venues. I've gotten to do most of the ones I ever wanted to do in New York, and I'm really thankful for that. I mean, some of my favorites are just so cool and really special.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite place to play is the Sugar Bar on 72nd Street, Ashford and Simpson's Club. That's my favorite place. That is my favorite place. It is all about music. And if you screw up, they'll let you know. And if you're kicking butt, they'll let you know. And it's one of those places that if you go over there in a night, you went over and you made it happen. And they'll help you make it happen.
Wow.
That's my favorite venue to play. And it's not the biggest thing in the world, but it feels like a theater when you do it.
That's a great place. Great place.
I thought we had another artist. And I was trying to remember who that was. Who said that they had played there as well.
Okay, that's my favorite venue in the city.
Well, I have to go visit that. I've never seen it.
Oh, it's so beautiful.
Yeah, great.
It's great so beautiful. Spot. And you never know. Like, I've done shows there, and Eddie LaVert from the OJs was up front, and Quincy Jones, and Roberta Flack when she was still well, and it's one of those places you never knew you were performing for, and so you always, knowing that this could happen, it's like you pull out stuff you didn't know you had. So that's I love that joint. When people come and see me, they're like, I've never seen you like this before.
Well, that'll do it, you know.
Terrific, man.
Yeah, that's a great spot. So let all of the people know where they can find all of your great music.
I am on iTunes, Spotify, and Amazon. And you can just look up Danny Keene Music on Twitter. I'm on Facebook at Danny Keene and Friends. I didn't understand the singularity of a name, but if you just Google my name, all kinds of cool stuff. Danny Keene, K-E-A-N. You know, it's 2019. All you got to do is put that stuff in and everything will come up.
And you have a website as well, correct?
I do. I have DannyKeeneMusic.com.
There you go.
Excellent.
Cool.
Everyone, please look up Danny Keene because it's great music. And you got to see him. You got to see him. You got to hear him. It's a lot of talent going on over here.
Oh, and thank you, God.
Danny Keene sounds like he has an afro and some shades on right now. Wait till you Google him.
It's curly, but it ain't that curly.
There's a lot of things going on over there.
you guys are great. Thank you so much for having me.
Danny, you were fantastic, man. You got a lot of talent. And I go back and forth a lot to New Jersey. So definitely keep us in the loop when you're performing and where you're performing.
Terrific.
I would definitely come and check out a show on
KL.com.
So
wonderful.
Yes, please let us know when you're around, especially when you're doing Manhattan or somewhere where I can hit one of my pizza spots or something on the way out. And I
sounds
would
like
definitely come through because I'm up there once a month.
Sounds like a good plan to me, sir.
Absolutely, man. Well, Danny, we thank you.
Yeah,
and,
thank you
both for having me. It's been great. You guys are amazing.
Absolutely,
thank
man.
You
take care. And we're going to be following up with you, man.
I appreciate
get
you.
Get some rest.
That's the plan.
All right, Danny. You take care.
You as well. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
That was Danny Keene, everybody. That's a smooth brother right there. Y'all, I advise you all to check him out because he's got serious, serious talent. That's what I'm talking about.
Too, actually.
What's
I was
that?
Listening to him and I was reflecting on my own life. I was like, how was in a trance.
It's deep, right? It's like when you.
Yeah.
It goes to show how far you can get on a positive mentality.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Like, yeah. He doesn't let anything hold him back from what he loves and from what he can do.
Right.
And you can only admire that and take your hat off to him. He's an inspiration.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Very impressive.
You know, Leslie, of one time I met this waitress and she was saying how she and I forget the disease that she had.
Mm-hmm.
And we were like, oh, God, you're so strong. And and she said, instead of, you know, I'm not going to sit around and go, why me? It's just, why not me?
Mm.
You know, so that was, you know, that made me think. And sometimes I keep that in mind, too, her words as well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Well, I'm going to have to take in a Danny Keene show.
I want to go. Absolutely. I need
man,
to go back
you,
to New York anyway. It's been 100 years.
You won't go anywhere but Ocean City, Maryland. You won't do nothing else.
Oh, blah, blah, blah. That's because in the summer when I have gigs. Now it's the off season because all the gigs there are outside.
Where were
so
you
there.
At last weekend? Where were you at last weekend? Yeah, exactly. And the summer's
no
over.
Where.
Don't try to sell that noise.
Nowhere.
See, you made me put you on the spot. I wasn't trying to.
That was mean. Yeah, that was mean.
But you know what? We should do that. We should roll up on Danny Keene. Don't even tell him we're going. Just roll it.
I think that'd be great.
Yeah, because, you know, the food in New York, you put some chicken wings in front of me, I'm good.
Is that a New York thing?
And a clean bathroom. I mean, that's... And I'm funny about bathrooms because I won't use one at a restaurant. So hopefully there's like a library next door or something.
What? Why not a restaurant?
Because, man, I can't use no, well, the New York lounge restaurant bathrooms. I'm not going to use one of those.
Why not?
Because, why not? Like, because one of those loungy, everybody use it bathrooms. I'm funny about the bathroom. So, if I'm out and I have to go to the bathroom, I'm either going to find a library or something that a lot of people aren't going to.
Well, definitely not the library, unfortunately. You wrote your list.
The library's not bad. You never heard of that? Yeah, I'm funny about the bathroom. I can't help it. It's just one of those things.
Our little quirks.
That is definitely my quirk. When it comes to the bathroom, I will admit that.
Interesting.
Yeah, we have unearthed one of my weird quirks, everyone. I'm not even gonna lie about it. So. We made it through another show, Regina.
Yep. Fun.
Another great guest.
I was excited to talk to him. Yeah.
Oh, he's cool. He's a cool guy.
Yeah.
I talk to him for hours, honestly.
Yeah.
Just cool and down to earth, you know.
Yeah.
But well, another weekend on the horizon. You got any big plans? What?
I'm going to Ocean City.
Of course you're going to Ocean City.
City.
Trying to be all clear. I only go in the summertime. Okay.
It is still summer.
It is not summer.
It feels like summer. If it feels like summer, it's summer.
It's officially fall.
What?
It's officially fall.
Feels like summer, it's summer.
This is the last weekend in September.
It's summer. Look, I'm one of those. Look, I hold on to summer for dear life. Oh, no. I'm like, fall, I ignore it. I just pretend it doesn't exist.
I actually understand that. I ain't even mad.
You know what's coming.
Yep. I sure do. Well,
yeah.
Everyone root for the Eagles tomorrow night because if they lose, it's going to be bad. And that's all I'm going to say about that. Enjoy, because this may be, you never know, this could be the last nice weekend we get. So,
yeah. Go to
get
the
out
beach,
there
everyone.
And, get out there and do something. You just never know.
That's right.
This could be it. And shout out to Angela, who's been listening.
Hi, Angela.
And, yeah. We appreciate all of the work she does behind the scenes. Purple Pill in the chat room said it's not really September.
What is it? What does that mean?
I'm not sure.
Maybe he just ignores it too. Doesn't exist. Just pretend. No. No, he's with me, I guess. Did he explain anything?
Hey, I don't know if he's agreeing with me or you, but I'm going to hope he's agreeing with me. And anybody that agrees with me over you is a friend in my book. So, oh, no, he's on your side. Purple Pill said September equals the 7th month, not the 9th. I'm not sure what math that is, Purple Pill, but I like it. I'll take as much summer as I can get, so. You're all right with us.
My calendar. Me too. Absolutely. I'll
well,
be out on the beach in my bikini. I'm joking.
We had another great show.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, Purple Pill, we like your style, man. Next Wednesday, get in here at 9 o'clock so we can pick your brain and that math you're using out there. Because we like it. Well,
I certainly do.
That's all I got, Regina. Another
right,
night in the book. I got a big hunk of carrot cake waiting for me.
Oh, gosh. So let it hurt when the filling didn't go.
Yeah, I know,
so
right? I got to get to the dentist. I got to get to the dentist. But
yes, you probably should.
We want to thank Danny Keene for his time.
Absolutely.
And thank everybody that listened. I hope you guys are enjoying the few nice days we got left. And hey, we'll be back next week. We'll do it better than ever. And until then, do your thing out there. Eat a lot of junk food. I shouldn't
Ooh.
Be saying that. Okay, let me not say that. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Don't eat a lot of junk food. Don't eat a lot of junk food. But right before I let you guys go, Saturday at noon, check out my Facebook Live page. We will be talking about the new collaborative book I have coming out, Unleash Your Superpower, and make sure you check out the Facebook Live page for that. And that's all I got. So,
yeah.
For nexttothel.com, the new soul cipher, Regina, Danny King.
Yeah, good night, everyone. Yeah.
Good night. Next week, we'll be back better than ever. Take care of yourselves, everybody.
Good night.